The Federal Reserve cut interest rates for the first time in more than 4 years by half a point. On the line with me is Georgia Dare, branch manager of Cross Country Mortgage. Tell us, was this expected, especially the size of the cut?
It was expected. The markets widely anticipated a 50 basis points rate cut, which is the same as about a half of a percent. In fact, if they had cut less, a quarter percent, I think we would have seen the markets really react negatively to that.
So does the size of the cut communicate anything about the state of the economy?
It does. And I watched Chairman Powell's Q&A, question and answer period, after the statement was released. And he seems to be indicating that the economy is approaching a well-balanced place. The Fed has a dual mandate of maintaining a certain level of inflation and a certain level of employment, 2% of inflation right now and about 4.5% on unemployment. So, you know, the 50 basis points is aggressive. It's the largest cut in memory. I can't remember the last time we cut 50 all at once. And there's more cuts to come.
So when we look at this 50-point cut, what does that mean for credit card balances or home loans?
Yeah, you know, it directly impacts certain types of financing and loans, like credit cards, of course. Home equity line of credits, which are secured by a second deed of trust, typically on a home, they're also directly impacted. Adjustable rate mortgages essentially are impacted by Federal Reserve rate cut. Auto loans, we should also see rate cuts impacting auto loans. Mortgages themselves, like first mortgages used commonly to buy a house or to refinance a home, they're not directly affected by rate cuts from the Fed, but they were already cut essentially by Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and large mortgage aggregators started anticipating this type of move and started cutting the mortgage-backed securities already. So, in fact, we see a little bit of a whipsaw reaction where we could see mortgage rates react negatively as the stock market also has turned today, because the Fed is not 100% confident in the strength of the economy. There's still some wait and see happening.
So what does that mean for someone like you in the mortgage business? Is your phone ringing off the hook? Are people understanding what's happening?
They are. People are really intelligent on what's happening with interest rate volatility. People got really in tune with interest rates, especially back when COVID hit and we saw rates reaching into the twos and threes. So now my phones are ringing, the text messages, the emails. People want to talk about how does this impact their ability to refinance and save money for those that bought a house over the last 2 years, 3 years even. They also want to see what it means for them to buy another house. And we've seen a lot of real estate market stagnation. Even the Federal Reserve Chairman Powell today talked about how he thinks that rate cuts will start to stimulate more people willing to sell their house and go buy another house. So I'm hoping to see that we'll get more and more buyers, especially, you know, those Gen X and Gen Z buyers are the biggest buying segment of our current generation. And affordability is really increasing for them. Just in the last 2 months, we've seen rates go from their highs in the mid sevens down to the low sixes. And on average, that can increase the buying power of someone by $80,000 to $100,000.
And you anticipate that the Fed Reserve is just going to keep doing that. When do you think the next cut might be coming?
It looks like it's probably coming in November. Another 50 basis points cut should be happening. And then also in December, they might round the year out to get another quarter percent. So I would say by, you know, the end of this year, we'll have seen a full 1 to 1.25% rate cut. They're also signaling that there could be more rate cuts next year for another 1%. So, you know, that's going to keep driving down the cost of borrowing. That's what's good. But they're going to be watching to make sure that it doesn't also start to stimulate inflation again and have a negative impact on the economy.
Right. A real balancing act. George, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Michelle.
That is George Dare, branch manager of Cross Country Mortgage.